The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Oh!
Shine bright like a diamond this morning, everybody. Welcome to the grind. Welcome to the grind. Pam, say good morning to everybody.
Great morning, great morning, great morning. Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for jumping on this morning. I tell you, we're super excited over here in the McCray House. Down here in the studio, guys, we're almost getting some sunshine down here in South Florida, but not quite yet. We got slightly an overcast, but we got a great show for you guys today. You know, you chimed into the realest show ever, unscripted conversation, real life, real people, real situations. As we got some great guests on for you today, gonna absolutely tell you guys how they're transforming, you know, the things that they're doing in their life to ensure that they make that transformation, and just let you guys in a little bit, you know, on exactly, you know, what they're doing and how they're doing it and why they're doing it, you know, and things of that nature. But, you know, we want to go ahead and, you know, and jump right into this thing because, you know, there's always that old saying that, you know, that really sparks the change or sparks the transformation is the word that I like to use because that's a very definitive word. It's a word of permanence, right? You know, there's an old saying that says and that tells us that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's exactly what happens to some people, right? So, but sometimes we get stuck. We just get a little stuck. We get in a rut and we just need a little boost, you know, a little push or a pull. Somebody just to grab us a little bit or push us a little bit or give us a little nudge, you know, to get us out of what we're in because we're stuck. You know, and I understand that most certainly because it happens to a lot of people. Guess what? It's happened to me, you know, and sometimes it still happens to me. But we get to that point in life where we have to make a decision, you know, that, you know what? I'm tired of the same old thing happening to me over and over and over again. So, you know what? It's time for me to transform. You know, and I keep saying transform because I like transform because it's such a powerful, powerful word. And you're going to hear why here in just a moment. But, you know, a lot of people around the world are doing something called transforming their, you know, themselves this day and age. People are getting tired of the same old status quo, doing the same old thing all the time. You know, and I want you guys to know and understand that, you know, the individuals that we have on, you know, on the line this morning, they're real people. You know, they're real individuals that have, you know, real struggles. And that's the epitome of what this show is. You know, if you chimed in, you're hoping you hear something this morning, you know, that can help you maybe get past the situation that you're having, you know, or maybe somebody else that you could possibly help. You know, so we're called to do what we do, you know, first of all, for ourselves and let our own light shine. Right. If you do it for yourself, I believe that it's the most powerful thing you can do because now, you know, you're able to do something for more people and more people are actually able to see your light shining. And the more you transform yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you know, then the more confidence you're going to have and people are going to be able to see that light shine bright like a diamond. So, you know, each of these young ladies that we have on the line this morning, you know, we know them. We've spent some, you know, some time with them. You know, we understand their struggles and, you know, we've cried with them and we've laughed with them and, you know, and understand that life is not always, you know, seen through rose colored glasses and rainbows and Skittles, you know, it's not always that way, but we do have some great, great moments. And we know that if you transform, then you can transform yourself 180 away from those bad moments. And now you can only handle the stuff that comes in that's new as opposed to the stuff that's old. Right. So we're going to unmute these young ladies here in just a moment. But, you know, I want to play a song for you guys. I love this song. You know, it's got a couple of artists in it that, you know, one can be kind of controversial, you know, and the other one is just a little spicy dude. They're both kind of spicy, but, you know, but I want to play it for you guys and just listen to what the words say, you know, because it's powerful because at the end of the day, it's just you and the mirror.
happening today. You don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Lights lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
By your side, but I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
Man, no matter what you do, you can't run from that man in the mirror, that mirror on the wall, because at the end of the day, it's just you. See, this is why we're saying, you know, transform yourself. Transform yourself. You know, I'm sitting across from my beautiful, awesome, and amazing wife. We're sipping on some coffee this morning, you know, excited about being online with each and every one of you. And, you know, I'm looking at her T-shirt, and it says 30 minutes, 30 days. Three products. And I know for a fact that, you know, there's something huge going on right now with our company, with the amazing company that we're affiliated with. And you know, I want Pam, you know, what is this 30-33 thing that's going on right now at TLC?
Wow. You know what? The 30-33 is something that I can tell you is shaking up the entire world. You see, it's August 1st. It's a new month, and we all are waking up with an energy, with a fire, with a vibrancy. You see, there's something about when you come together and you get unified. There's something about when you get in alignment with your assignment. And imagine, you know, this is a mission. The 30-33 challenge is a mission in which we together, collectively, are coming together all on one page, all beating the same drum, saying that it is time to help people to understand that it is a lifestyle, that true change does not happen unless it first starts with our health. Because in order for us to operate in the fullness of what God has created us to be, it must first start from us. It must first start within. And so this 30-33 challenge is kicking off today. Today is the day in which you can make a decision to transform your entire life. 30 minutes for 30 days with just three simple products that our company has that are really bringing change around the entire world. And I am excited. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can tell. So wait a minute. What are these three products that you're talking about? Because these young ladies are going to come on and they're going to talk a little bit about, you know, this as well. But what are the three products that you guys and everybody else around the world, including myself, is using to transform their bodies?
Absolutely. You know, these are products that we were blessed with a little over 2.5 years ago that are bringing change around the world. The first one, the flagship product that we have, Lose 5 pounds in 5 days, the IASOT, the very product that changed my life, literally, that helped us to create $1 million income in 17 months. But this IASOT is an all-natural detox tea. It's simple. You know, the simplicity of this 30-33 is that it is simple, that the world could grab a hold of it. And so it's a detox tea that has 9 herbs in it, and it's a lifestyle. So it's something that you can drink every day. It's going to remove those toxins out of your body. It's going to help to bring your body back to the state that God intended it to function in. And so that is the first product. The second one is our incredible NutriBurst. You see, once you get those toxins out of your body, you then must begin to put the things back into it that our bodies deserve. So that NutriBurst is a liquid vitamin that has everything, 72 minerals, 19 amino acids. All you need is 1 tablespoon of this a day. But with this challenge, we're stepping it up. We're increasing it because we want change. We want transformation. But it's going to give your body every single thing that it needs just simply by consuming this on a daily basis. And that third product, you see, the world is tired, right? Right. And so energy is another industry that we tap into because people are taking those unhealthy drinks, those Monsters, those Red Bulls. And so we have an all-natural capsule called the NRG, which stands for Natural Raw Energy. It's going to turn on that energy. It's going to give us this fire, this vibrancy that we need in order to bring about this transformational change in the next 30 days and truly help us to burn 300 to 600 calories a day. So those three products I call the powerful trifecta right here that we are kicking off today within Total Life Changes.
So what about this, you know, because I don't want people, there are a lot of people on the line today that, you know, because people are really, really chiming in because they want to hear about this 30-33 challenge. And they also want to hear from these four young ladies that I have on the line. But I want to know, because a lot of people are concerned, the 30 days, that's the minimal time frame. It's, you know, you can do some damage.
Absolutely.
In 30 days. But, you know, there are a lot of people online. I'm going to help you guys out today because some of y'all online are y'all a little nervous because when you tell somebody that they got to exercise for 30 minutes a day, some people be like, that's a long time for those of you
right,
that have not. Yeah, a lot of people are brand new. They're beginners. They don't know anything about exercising. They go to a gym and they're confused by all of the gadgets that are in the gym. And they don't want to have to deal with that type drama. But, you know, from what I can tell, the simplicity over here at, you know, at Total Life Changes with these products is amazing because, you know, our products allow you to do some amazing things with your body and your health. But what we're promoting here with the 30 minutes of working out, right, or 30 minutes of cardio,
right,
is to cover all three different genres or all three different levels of the active person. So we're talking about the person that's the beginner, the person that may be the intermediate, or the person that may be more advanced.
Right.
If you're an intermediate or advanced type, you know, person, you're already in tune.
Absolutely.
With you know, you probably already have a workout. So you know the 30 minutes a day aren't really isn't really an issue. But there is a lot less of you than there are people that are beginners.
Absolutely.
Right? So the beginners is what we really want to really I guess chime into at this moment, because the 30 minutes of working out or cardio just simply means that you need to move your body. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's it doesn't matter if it's walking. It doesn't matter if it's a fast walk. It doesn't matter if it's a bike ride. It doesn't matter if you jog in place. It doesn't matter if you go out and play basketball, play some touch football, you know, whatever it is, as long as you're elevating your heart rate some, which is going to be overall great for your health, as long as you're doing something. All right, moving your body. And now we're not talking about hand-to-mouth eating. That's not an exercise, right? That is not an exercise. So we don't stay away from that,
that
level,
got
okay?
The
there you
anything.
Go. That hand-to-mouth is what got you where you are right now. But we know that our transformation is much more than just physical, right?
Right.
You know, it's about being mentally and spiritually as well. So we have to make sure that we're keeping all three of those in perspective. So, you know, Pam, we're looking at 30 minutes, 30 days, and three products. And hopefully, you know, that puts some people at ease. And now there's no out, there's no escape route for you. You know, this is an easy challenge for you to do. And I want you to listen to these young ladies, you know, on the show this morning, because, you know, you may identify, you know, with any of them. All right. And, you know, and feel free, you know, to reach out to either of them after the show. They're going to give you their information. But, you know, just want you guys to get it from four different walks of life this morning. And at the end of the show, you should have absolutely no excuses.
Right. No excuses. None at all. And, you know, this the whole 30-33 challenge is also to bring awareness to the fact that, you know, exercise is necessary. A lot of times it's something that we don't want to do. However, in order to have the health that we deserve to have and that we desire to have, it starts with us having some type of physical activity happening in our lives on a daily basis, you know, because it improves overall health. The American Heart Society talks about how, you know, just to improve our cardiovascular system, we need to be moving. We need to do something at least 150 minutes a week. And so, therefore, this 30-33 challenge is truly bringing awareness to helping the world understand that a lot of times we suffer from the things that we suffer from in our bodies because we're not doing the simple things. And 30 minutes a day, that's simple. You know, this for 30 days, that creates a habit. You know, anything you do for 21 days is now a habit. It becomes a lifestyle. And with three simple products that are going to help you, boost you, to now get you through those 30 minutes for the next 30 days in order to create the habit.
Yes, yes, yes. Creating habits is what success is all about. You know, it's funny because somebody sent me a video the other day of a guy eating a piece of pizza in the gym working out. And, you know, and he wasn't, you know, he was kind of a big guy, you know. So that was a little disturbing to him. And, you know, and just the other day, you know, we were somewhere and saw the sign. It said, heck, I think we're out getting ready to go to the gym, actually. And we saw a sign, a building. It said Domino's, and then it said fitness next to it.
Right.
So it looked like it said Domino's Fitness. So it was in actuality a Domino's corporate office, and it was attached to a fitness place, like right next to it. So, and the fitness was red, just like the Domino's colors is blue and red. So it looks so ironic that you would see those two together, but it was an eye opener, you know, and I just decided to make some spoofs about it because I thought it was funny. But nonetheless, you know, I want to bring these young ladies on the line because I want you to hear from them. You know, we have, you know, Mrs. Princess Tavarius, Mrs. Rachel Joseph, Mrs. Anita Lewis, and Mrs. Nika Pierre on the line. Ladies, are you on the line with us live on the grind this morning?
Yes,
good morning, Craig.
Yes,
we are.
Excited and fired up, coach.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, look, we want to really tap into, you know, a little transparency this morning because there's somebody on the line, you know, and they don't want to hear the mamby-pamby stuff. You know, they don't want to hear, you know, the cliche stuff. You know, they really want to hear a little bit about, you know, your struggle and, you know, up until this point and, you know, what your plans are to get you through, you know, this challenge. So, you know, I want to talk to, you know, the princess first, because, you know, I know that, you know, that she's been through some things, just like all you young ladies have been through some things, you know, and I don't want to tell her whole story, you know, at all, but I want her to really chime in And Princess, you know, tell everybody on the grind exactly, you know, why you decided to be a part of the 3033 challenge.
Good morning. Good morning. The why. Good morning, Mr. McCray. The why for me is my children. That's my why. You know, I have 7 kids. I missed out a lot. You know, and I'm emotional this morning, and I do apologize for that. But when I think of my why, knowing that I've missed out so much when it comes to my children, that pushed me to say, well, you know what? I got to take control. I have to get my health back. I just need to be there for them, the younger ones as well, because the older ones, I missed out so much, the parks, you know, the outings. And that's mainly my why, just wanting to be there for my children, to be active for them, you know, so at least I can see more of them growing up. So my why is bigger than me. And me being a part of 3033, it just helped me to realize that I have to be there for my kids. Those little things matters when it comes to walking, bringing them to the park, just being able to spend some time with them. You know, those are the little things that impacts them the most throughout their life. And I'm here this morning saying I missed out on that. So I'm making up, I'm taking control of my life, my health. This has helped me, pushed me to be consistent, to be able to push my body more than I could ever imagine, to push my mind. This is just helping me to just persevere on a daily life. Just daily, just to persevere and push. This morning, honestly, I did not want to get up. But when I think of my children, when I think of my why, trust me, I'm getting out of the bed. You know, I'm getting up. I'm taking my NRG. I'm taking my Nutriburst. I'm drinking my Iaso tea. And I'm pushing. It helps me. It motivates me. And my children, just thinking of them, it motivates me. So that's my why, Mr. McCray.
So that's awesome, you know, and it's very, you know, that's very emotional because, I mean, you have 7 kids, you know, and, you know, 7, that's the number 4 complete, just so you know. So we're done. So you now have you're done no more. So here we are. You have 7 kids and you've pretty much lived your life for your kids, haven't you?
Yes.
So it goes back into what we were saying earlier. You know, you have to have that balance in life. And there's some of you out there that are listening right now, and you may have, you know, the same situation right now that Princess has. You have kids and you're living your life for your kids. And then at some point in time, you're going to wake up and your kids are going to be a little older and they're going to be able to do for themselves. And you're going to say, but wow, what about me? I've allowed myself to go down. I've allowed myself to get unhealthy. And now my kids are getting ready to go on and move on and live their lives. And I'm left with this unhealthy shell. And if for nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Princess say she wished that she would have taken care of herself a little bit more, you know, as her kids were growing up. And I know she still has younger kids in the house with her now. And it's great that she's getting it. She's understanding that, you know what, when my kids leave, there's 2 things that are going to happen. I'm still going to be left with the remainder of my life. And the second thing is they still have the second half of their life that you want to be around for as long as you can. So there are 2 very, very powerful reasons to transform, you know, your bodies this morning. And you just heard Princess, you know, share her heart on exactly why she's transforming her body. And it's a very worthy reason, you know, because we all, you know, most of us do. We have kids, but we have to realize that our kids can't be, you know, can't take everything, you know, or we can't give our kids everything that we have and then be a shell, you know, later. Because, you know, we talk about change all the time, you know, and, you know, with change, you can change back. You know, there's an escape clause. But when you transform, it's a statement of permanence, right? It's permanence. When you transform, the old you no longer serves the new you, right? So there's a new sheriff in town. It's you. And I hear Princess, she's like, I want to be a new person. You know, even your old clothes, they don't fit you anymore unless you thoroughly transform back to the size you were. And that's what it means. This is what transformation means. And I want you all to get this. A thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. And change means to make or become different. Take or use another instead, right? So the thorough or dramatic change is what you want, the transformation. That means you can't transform back into it. The old mindset seems kind of frail and outdated at this point, right? If you look at a tiger, he can't change his stripes. We've heard that saying time and time again. You can roll around in the mud and try and hide them. But after a while, that mud's gonna dry up and it's going to get washed off. Right. So it's always a tiger. The snake can't grow legs and become a caterpillar. So it's always going to be a snake. But there's that permanence. There's that transformation that was made that they can't change. But we're going to talk about the caterpillar here in just a moment. But, you know, thank you so much, Princess. You know, guys, you know, for those of you that identify, you know, with Princess, you know, Princess is on Instagram as what, Princess?
On Instagram as Sexy Brownin, one, yes.
Say that again.
That's what I'm on Instagram. Sexy Brownin.
Like Sexy Brownin. All right. Look up her, pull up her name, TAVARES. That's your last name, Tavares and Princess. And you can you identify with her story, you know, connect with her on social media, and on Facebook, of course, it's Princess Tavares, I believe, right?
Yes, it's Princessa Tavares. With the name.
All right. So, you know, thank you so much, Princess. You know, I want to keep it going, everybody. I want to bring on a young lady now that I know has rekindled her fervor for some fitness. You know, this person is an athlete by nature, and I know that she has a lot of pride when it comes to, you know, getting her body in shape, and I know she feels, you know, as if, you know, she's let herself down because she's allowed herself to get, you know, a certain way, and she's getting back into the groove, you know, of things. And we see it happening, you know, live on social media. We see her fire. So, you know, I want to bring Miss Nika Pierre on the line. Nika, are you on the line with us today?
Good morning, Coach. Yes, I am on the line. Thank you so
much
for this platform.
Awesome. Well, look, we want to hear from you because we want something specific from you this morning, right? We want something specific. So there are some people out there right now that are looking, the people that know you or the people that are going to get to know you, and they're going to find out very quickly that, you know, once you decide to dedicate to something, you go all in. But it's that commitment stage that needs to happen with most people. You know, your level of commitment to the 30-33 transformation right now. And you've been using a lot of these products already. It's just the only thing that's different now is the level of commitment and consistency that this is going to happen in, right? So, you know, I want you to really talk about, to everybody on the grind this morning, about, you know, why you said yes, first of all, briefly, and I want you to talk about what really sparked your level of commitment and consistency, the brand new level, the brand new transformation that you're going through right now. With this 30-33 challenge.
Awesome, Coach. First and foremost, thank God today is my birthday, and it's such a wonderful way
to
kick this 30-33 off.
Happy birthday!
And today is my birthday. Thank you so much. Coach, what I want to say is, you know, for years, you know, as far as transforming my body and being commitment, at times, honestly, I would doubt myself. You know, I had my kids late in my 30s, and for a long time, it was hard for me to get this weight off. And I never really, I always thought it'll come off because I was an athlete. But to get up in age and to try to lose weight, it's not as easy. you know, it doesn't come off as easy. And my level of commitment came when, we look at the community and you see what's going on with everyone's health and wellness. Those things that were once for, those ailments that were once for older people, and I say older people, the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, is now plaguing our age group. You know, I'm proud to say I'm 46 today. I feel good. And just being able to commit to something and actually see it change in myself first. It's like when you get on the airplane and they tell you, the stewardess tell you to, you know, if you're traveling with someone younger, you know, to how to put on the face, you know, the airbag, and, you know, to mm-hmm. how to make sure you take care of yourself first. And,
right.
you know, that is what I needed to do. You know, they tell you to do these things in the event that something happens. I want to be around for my kids. You know, I want mm-hmm. to show them what commitment is when it comes to health and wellness. And, oftentimes, initially, I was afraid to, you know, put my weight out there or let people see, you know, inside my private life and what I do, you know, when it comes to my health. But I want to be around for my kids and committing and showing them that their mom can commit to something, regardless of your age, you know. I want to be mm-hmm. that example for them, you know. And, you know, there is no excuses, Coach. Shondell Solomon is my trainer at CrossFit 954. And when you see people 80, 90, 70 years old and they're working out during CrossFit, you know, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that I can achieve this, or anybody else for that matter. You understand?
Right.
And,
right.
And us as a people, Coach, you know, we have some of the worst ailments when it comes to our health, you know, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And, you know, what also has me committed is my mom. My mother passed away 2 years ago, and she wasn't a diabetic. She didn't have high blood pressure. Her ailment was she had poor circulation. And, you know, when I joined this company, if I had known, you know, about this company prior to her passing away, I would have had my mom on these products.
Mm-hmm.
And if she were around to see, you know, my growth, not only as, you know, as it pertains to my body, but, you know, transformation is not just our body. It's our mind. It's our spirit. And, you know, I just want to make sure that when I leave here, that my kids will actually see that I made advances to try to, take better care of my health. And, you know, for their dad to see our commitment, you know,
mm-hmm.
in our company. And, you know, just being healthy, just want to be around for them, just want to be around for me, you know?
Right.
At 46, right. I feel good. I get in the gym, Coach, and I put forth the effort, you know, to the best of my ability. And I look around and see these other people around me, like, way over there. I'm like, hell no. I can't let these people outdo me, you know. And it's not just me. It's a family affair. My family are on the product, and all this comes from me trying the product, you know. Mm. Them seeing a transformation. And they're like, what is that? This is family members. So my brother's in the gym with me in the morning at CrossFit. My sister-in-law they're both in the gym with me, and they're both on the product. So just a level of commitment. They've seen in me as a family member, and, you know, my kids and whomever, you know, as a black woman, okay, we mm-hmm. are the first ones to be so hard on ourselves. But half the time, Coach, we bring it on ourselves. If you're not eating properly, right, if you're not eating properly, if you're not exercising, if you're not doing what it takes to stay healthy, of course, if you're sitting around throwing back Krispy Kreme donuts and whatever else it is, of course, you know, a lot of this stuff could be prevented, and we just don't take those measures. So I just want to make sure that everyone that's out there, you know, a lot of people, I know they're watching me. You understand? I know they're watching me, and I know there are a lot of women my age that feel that they can't do certain things because they don't commit. Working out, it's, you know, and just as I tell everybody else, you know, that I try to come across to is, of course, if you haven't worked out certain muscles, if you haven't worked out certain body parts, you are going to be sore, but that is a part of the process. And if you just continue to go and commit to it, those pains, your heart, you know, yes, of course it's going to feel like it's going to pop out your chest, it's going to stop, but it's a muscle. And if you don't use it, you're going to feel pain. But once you get going, once you start moving around, as you said, you know, just a little bit, I tell people every time, if you go back in my time, when you, it's just baby steps. Oh, Nika, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you try it, you got to first try it. And just getting people to even think about, because it first starts with your mindset, to even think about, dang, Nika's in there. I can do that. You know, it starts with
your
mind.
So I hear you saying, you know, be the spark. You know, you have to be the first partaker. You know, because sometimes people just need to see somebody else doing it before they feel that they can. Some people need to believe in for you to see you believing in yourself first, and then they need, that's the push sometimes that people need, the little pull, you know. And Nick, I hear the competitor in you. I hear the athlete in you coming out, you know, and you're like, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be outdone. I'm going to take this ISOT. I'm going to drink it, you know, after, you know, each meal, and I'm going to take this Nutriburst religiously, you know, 2, 3, 4 capfuls a day, whatever it takes, and whatever this challenge is calling for, I'm going to take, you know, this NRG and burn these 300 to 600 calories additional a day. I hear you saying that your level of commitment is there, and you've committed to being consistent, you know, and I hear you saying that you want to be the spark and set the example. And I also heard you talk about, you know, your mom. There are a lot of you on the call right now that have loved ones that are sick or that may not be listening to you right now. They may not listen to you, but they may see what you do and really chime into that more than just hearing you say it. So be the first partaker, you know, do something about, you know, your own situation first, get healthy. And when they see you, then wow, that's when it really, really starts. So, you know, thank you so much, Nika, for chiming in. You know, that was huge. You know, I love the analogy. I use it all the time. You know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, because you definitely want to be around and help as many people as you can. So thank you so much, Nika. And I know, Nika, you're on Instagram as who?
Love_the_drug. Love the drug.
Love the drug of health and wellness. All right. So love the drug, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Instagram and you connect with Nika. You may be an ex-athlete. You may be somebody that you feel you could be an athlete or just identify with any portion of her story. Connect with her on Instagram. She's just Nika Pierre on Facebook, and connect with her. All right. So thank you so much, Nika, for being on the grind.
Thank you, Coach.
Very welcome. And, you know, I hear, you know, I'm hearing a lot of, you know, we're talking about change and transformation and the difference in the two, you know, and when you think about transformation, which is a very, very strong word, you think about the caterpillar, because, you know, the caterpillar can transform into a beautiful butterfly, you know, as long as it's committed and dedicated to that transformation. And that means it's going to, of course, need that strong leaf or that strong twig that it's going to attach its cocoon to, you know, and basically to be able to have that transformation, right? You know, motivation and that good support system, all right? The motivation is exactly what you heard these two young ladies say, and the support system is what you need, the people around you, you know, the people that are going to help, you know, push you, not the people that are going to try to pull you back down. All right, so that means you also need a safe place with no negative outside influences, because, you know, what's going on the inside is not just a normal change, it's a transformation. So it means it's dramatic. There will be no going back. There's no going back. You know, when the caterpillar emerges, guys, it's something completely different. And I'm hearing these young ladies, and they're wanting to emerge as something completely different because it's massive action, and people are going to notice that. Right. So when it emerges, you know, it flies now instead of crawls. Right. It eats nectar instead of leaves. You know, and one of the most defining things is that people want to catch it now instead of step on it, you know, because it's so beautiful. So you want to transform yourself, you know, and understand that, and doing that transformation, you know, you're going to have a completely different circle of friends, especially after that transformation, because guess what? Now you can fly. Get ready, because when people think you change, that you basically change or transform, you know, when they think you change, they're going to stick around, all right? Because they'll stick around because they think it's a chance that you're going to change back. It's there. You can change back, but when you transform, it's something totally different. So, you know, I want to bring on, you know, the next young lady, and I know we're running a little short on time, but, you know, I want to bring on a young lady that has, you know, definitely been through some struggles. And, you know, I know right now that she's nursing a hurt foot, you know, right now, and trying to, you know, get her 30 minutes in any way she can. But, you know, I want to bring to the line Miss Anita Lewis. Miss Anita, are you there?
Yes, I am, Coach. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Loud and clear. You know, tell our grinders this morning exactly, you know, your level of commitment. And, you know, because I know you can't go in and do the traditional exercises like everybody else, but you most certainly can take these products, you know, and do whatever you can. You know, tell them how your process is going, what you're doing to bridge that gap to make sure that you're a part of this challenge.
Well, thank you, Coach, for allowing me to speak. And happy birthday, Nika. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing morning, guys. So how I'm bridging the gap, I am going full speed ahead with this 30-minute, 30-day, 3 products. And I am taking my products consistently, okay? And I decided to take things into my own ownership, of what I'm doing with my body, okay?
Right. Right.
Besides what the doctor told me to do, I'm just taking ownership. So, and that came with my mindset. So I made up my mind to actually do this and participate in this, right? To participate in my own healing and my own health. And I think that's what trips some people up, you know, that they have to make a decision. You know,
right.
And so
right.
I've made a decision. Okay, I've made a decision, and we're in the month of August, and I know you talked about transformation. It's like a thorough, dramatic change, and I need that, Coach. I need my body to dramatically change, and I'm committed to doing that. You know, and we're in the month of August, and the Bible, you know, the number 8 signifies regeneration. So I feel regenerated right now. You know, it's new beginnings. It's, you know, it's a new era. I feel the new era coming on. It's a new order. It's everything is new right now. And in my mind, my mindset is I have to do this, and I have to transform my body. I need a new body.
Right. And you have a hurt foot. What are you doing for exercises?
Actually, I started walking like 2 weeks ago just to kind of prepare myself for this, but I'm going to implement some low impact exercises. So there are exercises that I can do, and I'm on the end. The foot has healed much better, but I'm going to implement low impact exercises.
Awesome. And you know, so you hear no excuses, ladies and gentlemen. At all.
Exactly.
You know, this is your time to commit, you know, to something, you know, and be consistent, you know, because, you know, there are a lot of times in life people just decide that, you know what, I'm going to quit, you know, but when you quit, you're quitting not only on yourself, but you're quitting on the people that are around you that need that spark, that push, just that little nudge that you could offer them. So you're in this for more than just you, you know, so be the spark, you know, and I see you, Sunita, on, you know, on social media. I see you walking with your little dog and, you know, and I know that little dog is like, man, I ain't never got so much exercise in my life. And I'm walking all around here with this lady. She won't let me go sit down nowhere, you know. So little bitty dog is getting healthy at the same time. So, you know, I know you're on these three products, Sunita, the ISOT, the Nutriverse, and the NRG. And I know these products are doing some amazing things for you. And they're doing it now so dramatically because of the level of commitment and consistency, you know, that you had. So, you know, thank you so much, Sunita. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you on social media.
Okay. They can find me on Instagram as Sunita Lou, S-O-N-I-T-A-L-E-W, Facebook, Sunita Lewis. And I guess that's it. I'm a Twitter for two. But
yes,
you can find me on
yes.
Twitter.
You can find her on Twitter too. She's a Twitter person. All right.
Yes.
She's down. Look, she is down in, I think, you know, you're down in New Orleans, Louisiana. I know that Nika Pierre is right here in the Miami, Florida area, and so is Princess Tavares down here in the Miami, Florida area as well. But, you know, thank you so much for jumping on and sharing your story with us this morning, Sunita.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So I want to bring this next young lady because I want to, you know, we're running short on time, but I want you to definitely hear from her, you know, because, you know, she's a person that, you know, we've spent some, you know, some intimate time with, and we know, you know, everything, you know, pretty much her story and everything and what she struggles with on a day to day basis. And, you know, what I see in this young lady is, you know, a never quit attitude. You know, somebody that, you know, they're saying, you know, I'm unshakable. I'm in it to win it. You know, no matter how long it takes, you know, I'm here. And no matter what happens, I'm going to see the good in it and try to get past it. She definitely IAOs. So, you know, I want to bring on Ms. Rachel Joseph. You know, Rachel, are you on live on the ground with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Coach, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. You know, if you would, you know, tell everybody, you know, a little bit about, you know, Rachel and I know we're running short on time, but, you know, tell everybody a little bit about Rachel and exactly, you know, why you committed to the 30-33 challenge and what you really expect to see at the end of 30 days.
All right, Coach. I first want to say thank you for having me on this platform. I'm super, super excited, as always, for 30-33. For me, I see it's super powerful. I see higher levels. I see, like, transformations. And Rachel Joseph is, you know, this young lady that grew up with six sisters and a brother and, you know, have a huge family that's always athletic and always on the move. And for me, like, having three kids now, I let myself go. And I remember my sister telling me, like, listen, you can't just let yourself go just because you have kids. You still have to take care of yourself. Mm. And I need you to get back on track. So that really, like, opened my eyes to, you know, move. I've never been a quitter. And I'm going to continue to, you know, do what's necessary. Like my sisters on the line said, my kids are my world. They're my everything. And for most people, they, you know, allow stuff to happen and then their kids get, you know, taken away, whatever the case is. I want to be here for my kids and not allow somebody else to take care of them, because the best care for your children is you. You're the best nurturer. You're the best, you know, everything for your kids. And I really want to be around long enough for my kids, and my health, I believe, is my wealth. And if I'm not healthy, I mean, what can I do? There's pretty much nothing that I can do if I'm not healthy. So I take my ISOT, my phenomenal products. TLC has been God sent, And I love my products. I don't see myself going a day without my products. I take my my ISO tea twice a day. My Nutriburst, sometimes I take, you know, three caps full. My NRG, it's so funny because my kids know about TLC. And when I'm, like, having an off day, my son TJ says, Mommy, you need this NRG right now. He'll bring the bottle, and he's like, you need to take this right now. So, I mean, I absolutely love it. 3033, I'm in it to win it. I'm going to transform my body. It was so funny because my son found an old picture of me, and he's like, Mommy, this is you? And I said, yes. He's like, no, it's not. Your body don't look like that. And I said, well, it's going to. And I actually took that picture and put it up to show, like, this is my motivation. I went from a size 2 to a 16 real quick. And that didn't help because it started affecting my knees. And I know I had to do something different to, you know, get that, you know, stop that pain and, you know, just getting the weight off. Like, when I started Total Life Changes, I was 211, and I went down to 179, and now I'm, like, 184. It went up a little, but I know 3033 is going to bring it all the way back down, so I'm super excited, and I'm not quitting. I'm in it to win it.
Awesome. So you need this transformation. You need it back.
I really do.
Right, and there's some other people on the line right now that need this transformation bad. You just got to make a decision and say, you know what, I'm committed. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to get my three products. And, you know, I know these products flat out work. You know, so guys, if you want to be a part of the 3033 challenge, you know, you've heard these four young ladies. Rachel, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you on social media.
I'm on Instagram and Facebook as Prisca Joseph. Well, Facebook is Rachel P. Joseph and Instagram is Prisca Joseph.
Prisca Joseph. Okay. So you know, you've heard four stories, ladies and gentlemen. And Rachel, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your story and your excitement about this 3033 challenge that we have.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
You're welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard, you know, from four different, you know, young ladies that have, you know, four different stories, four different walks of life. And, you know, you can, you know, make your own decisions, you know, but, you know, it's time that you did something different in life. It's time that you turned up the fire on yourself a little bit so that you can transform into the person that you want to transform into and the person more so that you need to transform into. You know, tell somebody that you're going to transform and understand that some things are going to change. You know, understand that it's going to confound them because transforming is completely, you know, different. It's going to confuse them. It's going to perplex them a bit, you know. So when you transform a part of your life, ladies and gentlemen, average people feel uncomfortable around you because it's convicting. It really is. So, you know, I'm just not talking about physically either. I'm talking about mentally, spiritually, sexually, everything. Transformation is transformation. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, our time is up. You know, thank you to all of our guests for jumping on this call, jumping on the show this morning and sharing your hearts. And, you know, thank all of you for chiming in and listening to The Grind. You could have been doing this morning, but you decided to chime into The Grind, and we don't take that lightly. So thank you so much for being a part of The Grind. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that you can have anything you want as long as you keep moving forward. Nothing behind you is worth seeing. Guys, go ahead and take it. Go out and grab it and get what you want and transform yourself in more ways than one. Guys, have a great morning, and God bless.
3033, yes, God bless.
3033, thank you, Coach. 3033, thank you, Coach. Nate and Pam, awesome.
Absolutely.
There are moments in life when you just want to know who you are. It's not that you're lost, it's that there's a feeling you have, that something is changing. You don't know what, but something is about to change. Who you are doesn't feel so solid anymore. What used to do it for you last year isn't getting it anymore. What used to satisfy you last year isn't touching it anymore. What used to be comfortable and familiar doesn't feel easy anymore. It's starting to get heavy. It's starting to look like a distraction. You're not sure, but there's a feeling you have that some old habits might have to change. You're not sure, but you're starting to realize that how you spend your time might have to change. You're not really sure, but you're almost convinced that some friends might have to go. That feeling, that's the beginning of one of the realest things there is in life. That's the beginning of a trip that will test you and pull you into parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. It's the beginning of a thing called growth. It's something we all need.